How do you honor and hold on to your heritage while trying to assimilate into a brand new culture, especially with current attitudes about immigration in the U.S.? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels about the ups and downs of blending oneself and one's family and traditions into the melting pot. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Good People by Padmina Sabit is one of those books where you know right away that a mysterious, unspeakable something has happened, and you are both terrified by and obsessed with getting the details. Set in the Afghani community of Northern Virginia, told exclusively through interviews, statements, and news clippings, it revolves around a beautiful high school student named Zora Sharaf. After an extremely sheltered and almost obscenely entitled childhood, Zora has backed away from her family's micromanagement to make her own rebellious choices. As friends, neighbors, and relatives share their perspectives on the family's past and present, conflicting views emerge from one page to the next. Were the Sharafs a loving clan living the American dream, or was their gleaming surface just a front for something darker and messier? And what exactly happened to Zora? This skillful debut is both a bated breath thriller and a richly atmospheric portrait of an immigrant community. The acclaimed Native American novelist Tommy Orange wrote a beautiful review of Good People in the New York Times, placing it in the context of our difficult cultural moment. Quote, "We are living through a particularly intense, brutal time of not seeming to agree or even understand collectively as a country what it means to be an American, what it means to belong to a people who weren't born here or whose ancestors weren't born here. I believe we need literature to help give language to the many nuances lost in the headlines, in social media posts, and in political rhetoric that always seems to miss how we all belong to one another, to this experience of being human. We all feel loss and don't know what to do or who to blame or even how to proceed. Works like this book will ensure that there will always be a place for what novels alone can achieve." Along the same lines, I also enjoyed I Hope You Find What You're Looking For by Bharat Mesgebi, which focuses on the Eritrean diaspora in Washington, D.C. And the news from home is exciting. 3 decades of armed struggle for independence from Ethiopia is nearing a successful end. 13-year-old Lydia is the daughter of a former freedom fighter, Elsa, who now sells hot dogs to tourists on the mall. She's raised her with the help of an older friend who lives in their apartment building, Mama Zoti, who earns her living baking and selling injera, the traditional Ethiopian flatbread. Their household grows by one with the arrival of 19-year-old Barakat, a cousin sent over from Ethiopia to complete his education. Under Barakat's influence, Lydia begins to push back against Elsa's frustrating refusal to tell her anything about her own past and Lydia's martyred father. Meanwhile, Mama Zoti explores a relationship with a well-heeled widower, but doesn't forget her entrepreneurial and culinary dreams. Told with wit and vivid detail, this is an engaging portrait of vividly drawn characters on the brink of transformation. As the Kirkus reviewer put it, while the novel explores the harrowing aftereffects of war, there is an abundance of charm in the characterizations, warm humor, and a joyful depiction of a tight-knit community bound by displacement but also by fellowship, where every stranger may be a long-lost cousin. The large and subtle costs of war shape this big-hearted portrait of the Eritrean immigrant experience.
The books are Good People by Padmina Sabit and I Hope You Find What You're Looking For by Bharat Mesgebi. You can find information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.